calculating standard deviation in units. To calculate the amount of safety stock required, we must quantify the degree to which uncertainty of demand and supply affects inventory levels. The starting point is to find the value for a standard deviation in terms of required stock units. A standard deviation is defined in the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary as a measurement of dispersion of data or of a variable. The standard deviation is computed by finding the differences between the average and actual observations, squaring each difference, adding the squared differences, dividing by 1 for a sample, and taking the square root of the result. The standard deviation is represented by the term sigma, the abbreviation SD, or the symbol sigma. Standard deviations are used to describe variances from a norm. Exhibit 5-19 shows a normal distribution, which means that most data points cluster at the center of a range and the rest taper off in either direction in an equivalent manner. Exhibit 5-19, standard deviations in a normal distribution. Standard deviations account for data in the following manner. A range of plus minus 1 sigma includes 68.27% of data points. A range of plus minus 2 sigmas includes 95.45% of data points. A range of plus minus 3 sigmas includes 99.73% of data points. The number of deviations is related to the level of confidence you want in your ability to fulfill demand. If you include plus minus 3 sigma, you can be more confident that you will have enough stock to meet demand almost 100% of the time. Of course, this may require carrying so much stock that this level of confidence is not practical. The decision about the confidence level must be aligned with the business and inventory strategies and may vary by item. In terms of setting inventory levels, the setter of the normal distribution indicates the point at which demand equals the forecast or supply. The left side shows what happens when demand decreases and an overstock may occur, defined in the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary as a supply or quantity of inventory in excess of demand or requirements, while the right side shows what happens when demand increases and stockouts occur. Exhibit 5-20 shows an example of calculating the standard deviation for the same foam manufacturer introduced elsewhere using the following steps. A period of 10 weeks has been chosen. The period is referred to as N for the number of periods. The actual demand is summed. Here it is 10,760 units. The mean simple average is calculated as 10,760 divided by N, which is 10 in this example. This is 1,076 units. The actual demand minus the mean is calculated for each period. For example, for week 1, mean demand, 1,076, is subtracted from actual demand, 1,100. 1,100 to 1,076 equals 24. Each row is squared and the results are summed. Here the sum of the squared deviations is 246,240. The sum of the squared differences between the actual and mean is then divided by the number of periods, 1. In this case, 246,240 slashed in minus 1 equals 246,249 equals 27,360. Note that there are two methods of calculating standard deviation, and only this step differs between the two methods. One method, which divides this step by the number of observations, instead of in minus 1, is used when the entire population of results, for example, all forecast results back to initial product launch, is included in the calculations. Here we apply the minus 1 method because we are using a subset or sample of the data, the last 10 weeks, to form an estimate of the standard deviation for the entire population, up to 30 data points. This is just a mathematical way of correcting for a type of bias that can occur when a sample is used to estimate the whole. The standard deviation is the square root of 27,360, or 165.4 units. If the manufacturer wanted to be sure to have enough units to meet 84.13% of demand without stockouts, one positive standard deviation, they will need 165.4 safety stock units. To meet 97.73% of demand, 330.8 units of safety stock will be needed, 2 times 165.4. To meet 99.87% of demand, 496.2 units of safety stock will be needed, 3 times 165.4. The mean absolute deviation is a simpler method for calculating standard deviation, although a bit less precise. The mean absolute deviation, MAD, is defined in the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary as the average of the absolute values of the deviations of observed values from some expected value. MAD can be calculated based on observations and the arithmetic mean of those observations. An alternative is to calculate absolute deviations of actual sales data minus forecast data. This data can be averaged in the usual arithmetic way or with exponential smoothing. MAD is represented by the following formula. In the formula below, the Greek uppercase letter sigma stands for the sum of. With absolute values, it does not matter whether the forecast falls short of demand or exceeds demand. Only the magnitude of the deviation counts in MAD. We can see how this works by looking at Exhibit 5-21. The weekly forecasts for 10 weeks are shown in the second column on the left. The third column shows the actual results in units. The MAD is calculated by summing the differences and dividing by 10. Note that calculating MAD using the absolute difference between actual and forecast requires that the forecasts are not biased, no consistent deviation from the mean. Learners may come across a rule of thumb, which is to multiply the MAD by 1.25 to yield an approximation of the standard deviation. In this case, 124 times 1.25 equals 155 units. However, this method is intended to be used when MAD is calculated based on observations and the arithmetic mean of those observations, per the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary definition above, rather than being based on the forecast error method as is shown here. This example is close because the forecast of 1,000 units per period is very close to the mean of the actuals of 1,076 units. In general, standard deviation is considered the more accurate method over using MAD. A normal distribution curve for MAD looks a bit different from a normal distribution curve for the standard deviation because of the difference in values, but the principle is the same, as shown in Exhibit 5-22. Exhibit 5-22, normal distribution curve for MAD of 124 units. There is another way to determine the value of a standard deviation, using a spreadsheet tool such as Excel. The actual demand numbers are entered and a formula applied. In Excel, this formula is STDVS, or STDV. It performs the calculation using the full range of demand numbers. Note, the S in the first formula stands for sample and the P in the second formula stands for population, and the method used will differ depending on the amount of data used. If there are more than approximately 30 data points, either method can be used without much difference in the results.